So the Moscow Stock Exchange just announced a ban on all trading in dollars and euros. This is the latest tit-for-tat, you could say, in response to a new round of economic sanctions from the West, targeting not just Russia, but even Chinese companies that do business with Russia. And what you're actually seeing here, and this is why World War III is going to escalate so rapidly, and there's no stopping the escalation. This is almost certainly going to go nuclear. The reason why is because it's shaping up as the final battle between the East and the West. And the winner of this conflict will determine who controls the future economies of the world. In other words, what currency is going to be in play. And as you know, ever since Bretton Woods and mostly the post-World War II era, the US dollar has been the world reserve currency. Virtually all international trading was carried out in dollars. And of course, the Bretton Woods Agreement with the oil-producing nations, especially the Saudis, ensured that oil was sold in dollars and that dollars were therefore tradable for oil. And that ensured that many other countries, or most other countries around the world, would buy dollars in order to get oil because they all need energy for their economies. So this created artificial demand for the dollar. And because of that artificial demand and the number of dollars, the global dollar supply that was in place due to this agreement, it allowed the US to print money and suffer much less of a consequence than if the dollar wasn't the global reserve currency. In other words, the money printing of the US government, well, the Federal Reserve, Treasury, US government, you know, I'm kind of using them synonymously here. Let's say the money printing of the US empire has only been possible because of the world reserve currency status of the dollar, and that status is rapidly collapsing. It's being replaced. We have seen now that Putin announced just recently that 90% of the trade between Russia and China, I believe it was, has been carried out in their own national currencies and not in dollars. Now that means 10% of the trade is still carried out in dollars, but that's ending, by the way. That's ending rapidly. And the fact that the Moscow Stock Exchange just banned all settlements, all trading in dollars and euros, this is a big leap in the direction of East versus West, where the East is going to have nothing to do with the West, and the West is going to have nothing to do with the East in terms of, you know, finances and so on. Even though, of course, trading with Russia and buying Russia's very affordable energy has enabled the economic abundance of nations like Germany for many decades, but that's done. That's over. Germany's in an economic collapse. Western Europe is in an economic collapse. And the US thought that they could cut off Russia from the SWIFT system and collapse the Russian economy. They thought they could collapse the Russian currency and even cause a revolt in Russia to overthrow Putin. And they were wrong. They failed. But the reason they thought that is because that's the model that the CIA has carried out, you know, revolutions, currency collapse, assassinations, regime change, basically, in other countries around the world for decades. Over 100 such operations were carried out around the world. Many of them failed, by the way. I forgot the exact number, but it seems to be something like 40, maybe a higher percentage, maybe 60% failed. But some succeeded. But that's the model. That's the model of the US empire controlling nations around the world. And Russia said no. And Russia said no to the US empire controlling Ukraine. Remember, the US installed Zelensky after the, you know, the Maidan Revolution, or whatever you want to call it, 2014, pushed the pro-Russia government out of Ukraine, and then later on installed Zelensky. This was all controlled by Victoria Nuland of the State Department and the Obama-Biden regime, this category of people, Jake Sullivan and others. And that's the model they've used for the whole world. That's coming to an end. And don't forget, by the way, that the West has said, hey, we have stolen $300 billion in Russian assets held in mostly euros in Western banks, mostly European banks. And we want to steal that money. We want to take it. They've already decided they're going to take the interest on that money, which is billions of dollars a year. and then use that to, quote, fund Ukraine, which means it's just going to be bribes and kickbacks and payouts and pocket stuffing operations for all the people involved, because it's a giant fraud scheme. You know, the whole Ukraine war funding scheme is really, it's a giant money laundering operation for the West. And that's why they want to keep Ukraine in play, not because they care about Ukraine or the Ukrainian people, but because they need the money laundering system to remain in place. And Russia is thwarting that. Russia is defeating Ukraine, and Russia itself has not been defeated by the West. If anything, Russia is flourishing. It is outproducing the West in terms of its manufacturing capabilities, its domestic economy, its currency. Its international trade is exploding. It's selling energy to countries like India and many other countries around the world. And so Russia has not been defeated. So as this war conflict gets underway, this is a situation where the West, i.e. mostly the U.S. Empire, versus the East, which right now is mostly Russia, but also includes China, sort of adjacent to Russia. This war will escalate out of control because this is the final war for victory dominance over the world's economy. Now, have you ever had some friends who were a couple, let's say, and then they had a nasty breakup, like a really nasty breakup where they went into psycho revenge mode? You know, like the guy's like, you know, I'm leaving you, woman. And then the woman's like, I'm going to set your car on fire, you know? And then the man is like, I'm going to send hate mail to your boss and get you fired. And then the woman is like, you know, I'm going to release a live skunk in your living room, you know, whatever. And this kind of stuff back and forth, it's like an all-out war with all kinds of spite, right? This is an example or kind of a metaphor of what's happening internationally. These are not minor things. This is an all-out war for the future control of the world economy and world trade. And the simple truth of the matter is the U.S. empire is failing because nobody wants to deal with dollars anymore. Nobody wants to be sanctioned by the sanction-happy, trigger-happy USA that has sanctions on virtually every country in the world in one form or another. And they're always announcing new sanctions as if they control the world. The world is tired of that. The U.S. is going to lose control over global trade. It's going to lose naval dominance over global trade routes, that is, the cargo ships around the world. Already, I mean, if you don't believe me, already the U.S. has lost control over the Red Sea. So this is a game right now between the East and the West where it's all or nothing. You know, winner take all. That's what's shaping up right now. And as a result, there's nothing that both sides won't do in terms of escalation in order to emerge victorious. Russia knows that if it does not win this fight against NATO and the West, that it will cease to exist as a nation. The United States knows that if it does not defeat Russia, that it will cease to exist because it will be seen as weak. And it will lose its dollar hegemony. It will lose its ability to project power with credibility. And as a result, it will lose influence and control over the world. And especially as more nations move away from the dollar and into BRICS currencies, the U.S. empire loses its ability to weaponize sanctions against everybody. So this is a fight for everything. And for that very reason, the escalation will almost certainly go nuclear. And what you're going to see is sort of an escalation ladder, as it's sometimes called in military circles. You'll see, well, for example, the U.S. using F-16s given to Ukraine, but clearly piloted by Western pilots in order to launch missiles deep into Russia. Then Russia will probably respond by launching, let's say, hyperbaric bombs at Western military bases in Poland or Romania or wherever those F-16s ultimately, you know, took off from. Well, then the West is going to say, oh, you can't attack our air bases. We're going to hit you with something bigger, something harder. So the West launches some medium-range missiles and hits targets in Moscow, for example. You know, or deeper into Russia. And then Russia's going to respond with something even bigger. Oh, here's some Iskander missiles, like, you know, right up your rear end. Starts hitting logistics hubs, ammo depots, like deeper into Europe. And you can see how this goes back and forth. And then at some point, somebody says, well, let's just use a small nuclear detonation, or maybe like nuclear artillery, or a nuclear warhead on a missile, but a warhead that's relatively small, like one kiloton or something. And they'll think, this is just going to be a tactical nuke. It won't lead to escalation. It'll probably be the West doing this. But that will set the precedent that, oh, now we're in nuke territory. From there, the nukes just get bigger. Oh, that was a one kiloton nuke. Well, how about a 10 kiloton nuke? How about a 500 kiloton nuke? Oh, and then we're going to respond to that. Oh, and it's a 1 megaton nuke now. Okay. Oh, you're using 1 megaton nukes. Well, we've got 10 megaton nukes. Oh, you know, boom, boom, back and forth, mushroom clouds. Civilians start getting killed by the hundreds of thousands. Radiation fallout starts to become a major concern. This is how it can go. And then at some point, both sides probably figure that the best play in terms of game theory is to launch everything you have now, to obliterate your enemy, and to do it as soon as possible and hope you have the element of surprise. Like, that game theory, or two scorpions in a jar, that's what very quickly emerges. And there's no method to de-escalate that I'm aware of, at least not one that the West would participate in. And Putin is not willing to let Russia be used as a nuclear target pad by the West. You know, Russia's willing to put up with a lot and has so far been very reluctant to escalate in many ways. But if the West starts launching nukes at Russia, it's game over. Then you're going to see probably thousands of nuclear warheads headed towards, well, Western Europe in particular, and probably against the United States. Western Europe will be obliterated. Its cities will be ghosted. They will vanish in mushroom clouds. They will turn to ash under this scenario. Western Europe will be history. The United States will fare better, and maybe, if we're lucky, nukes won't strike U.S. cities. But they probably will. So this is what people need to prepare for. And you're seeing right now the early steps of this escalation ladder. You are watching it take place. And there is no off-ramp to this that I can see. So plan accordingly. Take this seriously. And watch my 90-minute special interview with Steve Quayle. It's called The Sum of All Fears is Here. That's posted right now on Brighteon.com, my channel, HR Report. Again, it's called The Sum of All Fears is Here. And check that out. Give it a listen. Heed the warnings, get prepared in every way you can. Food, medicine, backup money supplies, backup communications, solar panels, solar chargers, solar generators, whatever. Get prepared in whatever way you can, because this is all going badly for the West. All right, thank you for listening. God bless you all. I pray for your safety. Thank you for praying for mine. Perhaps we can get through this. We'll see. Take care. All right, folks, we have a crazy true story about what happened with the FDA ordering us to incinerate an entire pallet of our toothpaste. The good news is we were able to save the pallet of toothpaste. I think it was like 10,000 units to save them from destruction. And they're in the process of being activated in our store, healthrangerstore.com. Let me show you this and tell you what happened. So show my desk shot here. This is called the Groovy Bee fluoride-free toothpaste with peppermint and anise. And this is a aniseed or anise peppermint flavor. This is meticulously formulated to be not just natural, but to be really functional. Some of the ingredients in here are not just the anise oil and peppermint oil, but also calcium carbonate, that is kind of the abrasive, and sodium bicarbonate, which is baking soda that a lot of people use for oral health, and then menthol and xylitol, which is a very effective natural sweetener that has all kinds of benefits for oral health, as well as stevia, glycerin and a few other ingredients. There's a natural thickener and so on. So this is the most natural toothpaste formulation that you could possibly put together. And the so-called flavors of peppermint and anise, these are not artificial. These are real oils, okay? So there's also functional properties of those oils. This is by far my favorite toothpaste in the world. And we have it manufactured for us according to our formulation overseas. As nobody in the US will make this. So we have to have it imported. Well, our latest shipment, I mean, we've been out of this for over 6 months. Our latest shipment was held, it was seized in customs by the FDA, falsely claiming that this product was an unapproved drug. That's completely false because it's only labeled as toothpaste. As you can see, fluoride-free toothpaste. Look, show the label again. There it is. Fluoride-free toothpaste. It makes no drug claims. It doesn't claim to treat any disease. It's simply toothpaste, okay? The FDA now, engaging in what we can only call economic terrorism, and this doesn't define the entire FDA. This is their import handling branch, because like we've had local FDA visit our facility with surprise inspections, and they're fine. They're like, yeah, you're doing great. We love, here's all your batch production records. You know, here's your organic certificates and standing. Local FDA in Texas never gives us any problem at all. Easy to get along with. They come and they take samples and they automatically quarantine something that they sample. Like, okay, quarantine this pallet. We're going to take a sample. We're going to go test it for everything. Heavy metals and E. coli and whatever else. And then don't sell this until we give you the okay. So we're like, sure, no problem. But by the way, we've already tested that in our own lab. So we know it's good, but we'll wait for you to test it again. And then you can tell us it's good and then we'll sell it. So that happens from time to time, and we've never had an issue with the local FDA in Texas. But then this import, this pallet of toothpaste coming in gets seized by whatever, you know, office of the FDA handles this. And then they make this completely false claim that it's an unapproved drug. So our attorneys, our FDA compliance attorneys, look at this case and they say, this is insane. We've never seen something this crazy before. The FDA is blatantly violating the law. And one of our FDA attorneys is a former FDA employee, by the way, used to work at the agency. And it's like, this is crazy. They got to release this. And so we file papers with the FDA. We're like, this has got to get released. At first, they're like, no, no, it's an unapproved drug. You're going to have to destroy it. We order you to incinerate this. So they were going to have to make us pay. We'd have to pay the customs holding facility, I don't know how many thousands of dollars, to destroy like $70,000 or whatever it is, and maybe $100,000 worth of toothpaste. This is the same FDA that allows you to inject yourself with Gila Monster venom peptides as a weight loss drug, okay? You can take all kinds of suicide-inducing antidepressants. You know, you can hit yourself with venom, whatever, but you can't have peppermint toothpaste. That has to be incinerated at the customs holding facility. The reason I say all this, by the way, is because we were able to save this. The FDA eventually reversed their decision after we spent all kinds of money and effort. At the very last minute, we were able to save the pallet. We now have the toothpaste en route to our warehouse, and it's going to be in our store, healthrangerstore.com. So my advice to you, and I'm going to do this myself, I'm going to order 25 tubes of this toothpaste myself. I never want to run out of this toothpaste again. I don't know that we're ever going to get another pallet into the country because the FDA has become a terrorist organization, terrorizing small businesses in America, ordering them to destroy products. And this smacks of what's happening with the chicken farms. You know how the chicken farms are going up in flames. The food supply chain is under assault. They are destroying via sabotage, talking about the deep state, they're destroying the food infrastructure in America. They're destroying the energy infrastructure. And the FDA is at war with freaking toothpaste and, you know, dietary supplements and everything else you can imagine, personal care products. I don't know if we'll ever get another pallet of this in again. And I think we have something like 10,000. I don't know the exact number. Maybe it's 10,000 of these. And that's probably it. So if you ever want our toothpaste again, order it as soon as it goes live at healthrangerstore.com. Like I said, I'm going to get 25 tubes. Maybe I'll get 50 tubes. I don't know. I do get a little bit of an employee discount, by the way, since the store is named after me. So I can get these at a little bit of a discount. Man, somebody's probably going to buy these and sell them on eBay, you know, for like triple the price or something. Who knows? The point is, it's becoming increasingly difficult to function as an American company engaging in good faith product formulations, clean, lab tested. We test our own products for heavy metals, for E. coli, for salmonella, for yeast and mold. We test for glyphosate. We do other testing for some of our products like aflatoxin testing for nuts and seeds and certain grains. And we test for atrazine, weed killer. We have our own mass spec lab. All right. We have, I think, 7 mass spec instruments in our own lab. That's our own privately run and owned laboratory. We test our products more than the FDA tests our products. We test our products more than anybody in the world, as far as I know, who's involved in dietary supplements or nutritional products or personal care products. We do more testing than anybody. And even then, we can be targeted by the FDA and ordered to incinerate an entire pallet of helpful products that can improve and support oral health for, you know, thousands of people across the country and around the world. And that's what our government has come to now. The U.S. federal government has become a terrorist organization where these agencies, and I just interviewed Jonathan Emord, the attorney who has defeated the FDA numerous times. He's called the FDA Dragon Slayer. And he said, yeah, I just interviewed him. I said, look, the DEA, the ATF, the CDC, the FDA, you know, the EPA, they're terrorist organizations at this point. They're not here to protect Americans from dangerous things. They approve dangerous things. Here, inject yourself with reptilian venom. We'll call it, you know, a weight loss drug. They're not here to protect Americans. They are here to terrorize small businesses in America and protect the big corporate pharmaceutical giants, the Procter and Gambles of the world, the companies selling the toxic cancer-causing products with toxic fragrance chemicals in the laundry detergents and the dryer sheets and the perfumes and body lotions and deodorants and shampoos that are killing people through cancer. The FDA protects them while assaulting and attacking small businesses like us, who are simply trying to bring people honest, clean, natural, lab-tested products that can support and enhance their health. So that's, I couldn't tell you this story for a long time because it was, of course, you know, caught up facing mass incineration. It's like a toothpaste holocaust, you know, ordered by the FDA. It's crazy. Like, put them in the ovens, you know, and burn them up, and then we'll send you a bill. Like, what the hell is this? Is this America? What's next? Are you going to make us take like our almonds? You know, like incinerate the almonds, you know, kill the quinoa. I mean, what the hell, man? What is this world coming to? But this is what happened. Our federal government has become a terrorist organization terrorizing small businesses. And this is why, you know, in this upcoming election, we have to elect people who believe in small government, who want to defang the FDA, the EPA, the CDC, the ATF, all of it, the DEA. They're all rogue agencies, the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, they're all rogue. They've all been weaponized against the American people. That's where we are today in America. You can help support us by shopping at healthrangerstore.com. Even before we have the toothpaste there, if you go to our homepage, you'll see that we have all kinds of other stuff that we have in stock, our pine needle nasal spray with silver and iodine. That's awesome. I actually harvested the pine needles myself for that product, literally. Those are loblolly pines. We have the Manuka honey. What's next? They're going to ban honey? Probably. Oh, you can't have Manuka honey. Incinerate the honey. You can only get like artificial fake counterfeit corn syrup honey at the grocery store. That's probably what the FDA is going to do next. It's out of control, insane. What do we have? Organic heavy cream powder and white cheddar powder, you know, in the number 10 cans. We've got products like this available at healthrangerstore.com. But I don't know for how long
we can continue to function. I honestly do not know what weaponization of the government is going to be used against us next. But in any case, thank you for supporting us, healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. God bless you all. God bless America. Take care.